Now we've come to the time when we're going to have an opportunity for you to be delivered and set free. There are three things, basically, you have to do. Number one, if you've been involved in any of these things, heresies, departures from the Christian faith, or any form of satanic supernatural, and there's the list, I didn't read it out. Shall I read it out? Ouija boards, fortune-telling, ESP, drugs, including all sorts of medical drugs like pep tablets, painkillers, and sedation, and so on. Mediums, clairvoyance, meditation, oriental cults and philosophies, and I specify particularly yoga and the teaching of reincarnation, astrology, horoscopes, hypnosis, automatic writing, and grapho analysis or handwriting analysis, and that's just a selection. If you have been involved in any of those things or anything like them, and you want to be clear, you want that dark shadow lifted off your life, you want that bondage taken away. How many times people tell me, Brother Prince, just when the power of God is strongest in the meeting, and I feel I'm reaching out to God and longing to worship Him, something comes between. And you know the first question I ask? Have you been to a fortune teller? And about twice out of three times, the answer is yes. Oh, but I was only a little girl when I went. Oh, I didn't mean it. It was just a joke. But you went. You went to a servant of Satan for help that should come only from God. And God in His mercy is not going to lift that pressure till you've come to the cause of it and seen what you did. Because it's essential that every child of God get clear about the dangers of occult involvement from this day onwards. That you'll never be fooled, never be tempted, never go back and get into that area again. Now, you want to be free, I'm going to tell you what to do. You confess as a sin the involvement, having your palm read, playing with a Ouija board, consulting a fortune teller, reading books about Edgar Cayce, Gene Dixon, so on. Many, many more. Secondly, you renounce it. By a deliberate act of your will, you dissociate yourself from it. The best words I can think of are those of the psalmist David. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, that's the whole satanic demonic realm. Am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Is a Christian allowed to say that? Yes, not about flesh and blood, because we don't war against flesh and blood, but against God's spiritual enemies. You have to say, I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them on enemies. God will not deliver you from your friends. Why should He? But if you'll make them your enemies, He'll deliver you. All right, you confess, you renounce, and you break every contact. If you have a Ouija board, you burn it. If you have horoscopes, you burn them. If you have books in that category about transmigration of souls, yoga, all these things, you burn them. You do not leave anything in your house that leaves a chink open in the door for the devil to come back. There has to be a house cleaning for most Christians. In Acts 19, when the power of Satan was revealed and the believers saw what really was happening, it's a remarkable thing. It says, great fear came upon all. And many that believed, believers, came and confessed and showed their evil deeds. They'd been believers, but they'd been playing with the other side at the same time. And those that had books about the occult brought them and burned them. And the price was 50,000 pieces of silver, $50,000 worth of books burned. You cannot afford to keep it. Don't sell it. Don't pass it on. You poison somebody else. Destroy it. You cannot fool God. Nor can you fool the devil. Don't try. Each of them knows when you mean business. The key word for most people today is repent. Stop fooling around and playing church and being a little religious and get desperate. Make a decision. All right. Now, I think, in all fairness, what I'm going to do is give everybody here an opportunity to be disassociated from the occult. And when I've done that, if you wish to leave, you may do so. I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If, in listening to me this afternoon, you stand here and realize that in some way you've been involved with this satanic supernatural, and you have never dealt with the problem, you've never renounced it, you've never made a clean break until now, but you now desire to do so, I want you to do one thing. I want you to say this out loud after me. And when you've said it, turn loose. If anything comes out, let it come. I don't know what could happen here in the next few minutes, but let it go. And if you are fearful, just remember that if you're respectful, obedient, cooperative, nothing can harm you. In the name of Jesus, I bind every demonic power that's here, and I demand that they leave without hurting any person or without hurting others, and I claim the protection of the blood of Jesus over the families and relatives and friends and associations of all that are here in Jesus' name. All right, now you say this. Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord Jesus Christ,
I believe that you are the Son of God,
the Messiah,
who came in the flesh.
You died on the cross for my sins.
And you rose again from the dead.
I now confess all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
In particular, I confess
seeking to Satan for help that should come only from God.
I confess as a sin.
Now name the thing. Fortune telling, Ouija board, whatever it is. Say your own particular sin. Anything that the Spirit of God now brings to you, say, I confess as a sin. Lord, I now renounce that.
I renounce Satan
and all his works.
I hate his demons.
I count them my enemies.
In the name of Jesus,
I loose myself now
from every dark spirit,
from every evil influence,
from every satanic bondage,
from any spirit in me
that is not the Spirit of God.
And I command all such spirits
to leave me now
in the name of Jesus.
Now let them go. Satan, I bind your power and command you to loose these people and come out from them now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of divination, sorcery, witchcraft, I bind your power in the name of Jesus, and I command you to loose these people and depart from them and from this place in Jesus' mighty name through the power of the blood of the cross. In the name of Jesus, Satan, be loosed, be cast out in Jesus' mighty name.
For further information and a resource guide containing all audio and video cassettes and books, please contact Derek Prince Ministries, Box 19501, Department T, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28219. Telephone 704-357-3556.